You're with Cape Talk.
This is Pippa Hudson on Lunch.
Next up, let's find out what's happening in the world of theatre. And today we call on Robin Cohen, whose website, The Cape Robin, is full of the latest arts and lifestyle news. A very happy birthday to you, Robin, if you're listening. Let's take a listen to her suggestions.
Thanks, Pippa. We are coming up for the last week of Heritage Month, and there's been so much on in theatre. Vincent the Cabaret, inspired by the life of Vincent van Gogh, has been on a Heritage Month tour throughout the country. And the show lands in Cape Town next week, that's September 27 and 28, as part of Cabaret Fest at the Baxter. There are three cabarets on at Cabaret Fest, staged by Weller Capella Productions. Love that name. It's a fabulous company from East London. I saw Vincent at the National Arts Festival and it won a Standard Bank Bronze Ovation Award. Very deserved. I loved it. It's performed by Daniel Anderson. He's only 22. It's someone to watch. So from that, for something a bit more dark, with a bitter twist of humour, theatre lovers must get to Camps Bay to see what is arguably the best play to never win a Pulitzer Prize for drama. It's Edward Albee's Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. It runs at Theatre on the Bay until October 8, then it goes to Joburg to Peter Turin's Monte Cassino. That's from October 14 to November the 6th. It's an absolute must-see production, a three-hour classic, but the comedy's been heightened and it's a pleasure to watch with knockout performances by the cast of four. Don't worry about load shedding, they've got a generator and the Baxter also has one. So I want to finish off today with a shout-out to a wonderful Cape Town theatre space, which I've discovered that many people do not know about. Theatre Arts, formerly called Theatre Arts Admin. The theatre operates out of a church hall, an observatory, and it provides a much-needed platform for independent theatre. They've got drama, dance, comedy, everything. So Theatre Arts does not have a generator, so you need to check the schedules before going there. So wish everyone a wonderful Heritage Day. May your lamb and veggie chops be bright to perfection. And for information on these shows and more, please see the Cape Robin website and social media platforms.
Thank you so much, Robin Cohen. And that platform is thecaperobin.co.za. That's Robin spelt with a Y, thecaperobin.co.za. Next, we turn our attention to podcasts and some really juicy podcast news this week. Our producer, Rafik Wahid's got the latest.
There is a major development in a case intimately explored in the hit podcast
Emotions,
serial.
A stunning reversal. Baltimore State's attorney presenting new evidence of two other possible suspects.
Vic, and what this all means is that after decades behind bars, Adnan could be released from prison.
Millions of people around the world have been made aware of the 1999 murder of Haemin Lee thanks to the podcast series Serial. In 2014, the 12-episode series hosted by Sarah Koenig documented the killing of Lee, a high school student near Baltimore, and the conviction of her ex-boyfriend Adnan Syed. The podcast documented major problems with the case against Syed, including the prosecution's timeline being implausible and cell phone records supposedly tracking Syed's location were questionable. The podcast once again put attention on the case and led to its reopening. Earlier this week, a judge freed Syed after he had spent 23 years behind bars, overturning his conviction. The podcast now has a new 13th episode recapping the case and Adnan Syed's release from prison.
The prosecutors today are not saying Adnan is innocent. They stopped short of exonerating him. Instead, they're saying that back in 1999, we didn't investigate this case thoroughly enough. We relied on evidence we shouldn't have, and we broke the rules when we prosecuted. This wasn't an honest conviction. According to the prosecutor's office, they didn't set out to pick apart Adnan's case, their own case, mind you. They say it just kind of crumbled once they took a hard look.
All 13 episodes of the Serial podcast can be found on serialpodcast.org. That's it from me for this week. Happy listening.
Thank you so much, Rafik Wahid. Eyewitness News reporter Chanel September has the latest for us on what's going down at the movies.
All of you wives, we men, we ask a lot. We ask for strength, food at home, a house cleaned.
Don't Worry Darling is a thriller directed by Olivia Wilde and stars Harry Styles, Gemma Chan, Chris Pine and Florence Pugh. It tells the story of a 1950s housewife named Alice Chambers who begins to discover secrets about her seemingly perfect husband and their utopian life. Curiosity about the nature of his work and a secret project begins to consume her, and cracks begin to form in their idealistic life as her investigation raises eyebrows.
Welcome to the Victory Project. We're all here because we believe in the mission.
What are we doing?
Changing the world.
What are we doing?
Changing the world.
That's right.
What do you think they're really doing out there?
What do you mean?
Pugh has been praised for her performance. If you're in the mood for a romantic comedy, then I recommend Julia Roberts and George Clooney's latest film, Ticket to Paradise. It's about a divorced couple who team up and travel to Bali to stop their daughter from making the same mistake they did 25 years ago.
I'm sorry. I think your things are in my seat.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, come on.
You've got to be kidding me.
Excuse me, ma'am. I need to sit somewhere else. We used to be married.
Worst 19 years of my life.
We were only married for 5.
I'm counting the recovery.
Oliver Parker's in the director's chair. He wrote and directed the 2018 musical film Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again. And finally, other films to watch at the cinemas this weekend include the thriller Fall, the comedy Give Me 5, and Black Phone, starring Ethan Hawke. That's a wrap. I'm Chanel September.
And do keep an eye out for The Woman King. I went to see the preview last night. Viola Davis, terrific in the role of the general leading a fearsome army of female warriors in West Africa in the 1800s. Look out for South African Tuso Mbedo in the key role, as well as Sivagesi in the cast. I took my daughter along. We had a fabulous time. It's not going to win any Oscars for script writing. It's a little clunky in between the fight scenes here and there, but overall, an intensely satisfying action movie driven by strong female characters. It really had a lot of fun. The audience were literally cheering in their seats last night. That one coming to the big screen, The Woman King, with Viola Davis in the lead.
You're with Cape Talk.
On the small screen, Craig Falk is the man to keep us in touch with what's happening in the week ahead. He's the deputy editor of TV Plus magazine. Always great to have you with us, Craig. Welcome.
Always a pleasure, Pippa.
Starting with some listener questions, Pat in Durbanville would like to know what became of NCIS on the SABC. She says one minute it was screening, the next minute it was just gone, vanished from the schedule. What's that about, Greg?
Okay, so we've asked and our query has been sent again to the programming department. Unfortunately, that means it's gone down the rabbit hole at the building and probably won't ever return answered, sadly. It's not a licensing thing. It's more like they've actually not received the rest of the tapes, which is entirely possible because there are still delays getting things in through customs from COVID. I mean, it's ridiculous to imagine. Or they've been contractually forced into airing something else, which is less likely of the two.
Okay, so if we get any confirmed news, Pat, we'll share it with you. It's mere speculation on iPod for now, but incredibly frustrating. I mean, if they know these kind of delays are happening, Craig, you would think one maybe should wait until you've got the entire series in hand before you start screening it. Just sec. Anyway, Richard would like to know why there haven't been any follow-ups or reruns of the Number One Ladies Detective Agency, based on the books by Alexander McCall Smith. He thoroughly enjoyed it and would like to have seen more. Do you have any insight, Craig?
Okay, so there was only one season made. It was filmed locally, partly in South Africa, partly in Botswana. There was no reason for the cancellation. It was actually backed by HBO overseas. And they announced two standalone movies when they cancelled it, I think way back in 2011, and unfortunately dropped the plans to do that. It has been repeated 3-4 times on SABC2 already. It may still repeat this year, but probably more likely next year.
Okay, we'll let you know when that happens, Richard. So let's look at what's coming in the week ahead, Craig. And on DSTV, the First Lady series about America's famous first ladies. Finally, third time lucky, I think it is, this one's on the schedule.
Yes, season one is starting on Monday, the 26th of September on Mnet. That's DSTV 101 at 8 in the evening. Like you say, finally here after being dropped twice. It follows three of the United States' most powerful first ladies, Eleanor Roosevelt, Betty Ford, and Michelle Obama, as they pave the way for women in the world. I think it's a fantastic lineup. Only one season made, though, unfortunately. They got Viola Davis as Michelle Obama, Gillian Anderson as Eleanor Roosevelt, and Michelle Pfeiffer as Betty Ford.
Okay, so that is First Lady, starting on Monday evening on Mnet at 8 o'clock. I know a lot of our listeners enjoyed Young Rock, the season with The Rock, Dwayne Johnson. It's back with the second season starting tomorrow night, Craig.
Yes, season two starting on Mnet at 6:30. Like you said, the second season of this really fun and popular life story told by Dwayne himself. And the background is that he's running for the U.S. presidency in the year 2032. Loads more guest cameos this season, including Forrest Whitaker and Sean Astin, and a couple of popular real-life wrestlers as well.
Young Rock season two starts tomorrow night on Mnet at 6:30 p.m. Let's jump ahead to the streaming services. Craig, we did an interview with the makers of Stein Heist yesterday, so our viewers know to look for that on Showmax. That is the documentary series about the Steinhoff collapse. There's another pick on Showmax this week that we're also going to be doing an interview about next week, Wednesday. Tell us more about Blood Psalms.
Okay, it's season one of a sci-fi fantasy series. We're in Africa in the world of ancient Kemet, which is Egypt, 1,000 years after the fall of Atlantis. The five ruling homes are in turmoil as the world is about to end, but there is hope in the form of Princess Zazi, played by Bokeng Pilani. It's local, it's amazing, it's fantastically superhero vibes.
Okay, Bokang's going to be on the show on Wednesday. Amy will be tackling that interview in my absence, so you can catch her just after 1 o'clock when she joins Amy on the couch. Okay, if we hop on over to BritBox, our listeners love a good British cop drama. What's the pick this week, Craig?
Okay, so we've got McDonald and Dodds. They've got seasons one and two of this really fun, lighthearted cop drama. It follows an ex-London cop who's now working out in the countryside, and she takes her partner to the city of Bath as they investigate three mysterious cases that could all be connected.
McDonald and Dodds, both of the first two seasons, can be found on BritBox. Now on Disney Plus, just a reminder that the final season of This Is Us is available to view. So if you've been waiting for the wrap-up of the season, you can watch it season six right now. You can also binge from the very start of the show because they've got the full catalogue on Disney Plus. There's also a new season of The Kardashians coming this week, but Craig, the one that sounds really exciting is The Old Man. Tell us more.
Yes, season one of this drama thriller, it stars Jeff Bridges and John Lithgow, which is just absolutely amazing because they're both incredibly talented. And Jeff plays an ex-CIA agent who's being hunted down by an assassin who wants him dead. And he goes on the run. It's very powerful because of who he is, what he used to do, what he knows. And he wants to find out who's actually after him. And it could be the very man who's been hired to or brought in to hunt him down. And that's John Lithgow's FBI assistant director of counterintelligence character.
It sounds like a great spy drama. I've heard really good things about this in the lead up to its release. The Old Man is available to watch now on Disney Plus. Craig, thanks very much for the lightning blitz through some great highlights for the week ahead. We'll chat again next week, Friday.
Always a pleasure.
Craig is the deputy editor of TV Plus magazine, and of course you can find the latest edition of the magazine on shelves now.